Testimony regarding Elder Reeser. 1908. When Elder Reeser was exalting himself without consulting with our reliable men, he went to a warfare at his own charges. I was where Elder Reeser could hold consultation with me, but he evidenced that he had no need to see or to advise with Sister White, but took his stand as though his position in office made the man infallible in his ideas. The self-exaltation is positive evidence of the fallibility of the one who shall assume such a position. And therefore, unless thoroughly converted to discern that he is liable to make wrong moves as long as he retains such a position, he will move in such self-confidence, making moves that will spoil his influence as a man that can be depended on in the various emergencies that we must have to meet. I write this statement that has had to be spoken under similar circumstances in my experience. I will say the minds under the influence of the Holy Spirit's guidance will never boast of infallibility.